This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
We're fortunate enough now to be joined by Commonwealth Games medalist Declan Stacey. He's a Sydney boy who started out in gymnastics but moved over to diving in recent years. Now he's a Commonwealth Games medalist taking home bronze in the 10-metre platform synchronised diving. He joins me on the line now. Hi, Declan.
Hi, Katrina. How are you going?
Good, thanks. Now, how are you feeling now that it's all over?
To be honest, I'm feeling pretty tired at the moment. It's been a pretty strenuous couple of weeks leading up to the Commonwealth Games. But you know what? I'm extremely happy with how it all went. The atmosphere on the Gold Coast was incredible, and it was all that we could have imagined for and asked for. And I'm also happy with how I went as well.
So okay.
I can't really complain, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you're going home with the bronze medal. How does that feel?
Yeah, look, it feels really, really good. I think I'm always very hard on myself, and I set really high sort of standards for myself. And I was going for gold, that's for sure. But me and my synchro partner, we got bronze, and we're still really happy with that, and we're really grateful for the experience. And we're just gonna try and keep building on what we've started, and hopefully, come Tokyo 2020, we can walk away with another medal.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a friendly rivalry between yourself and Dominic Bedgood, given that, I mean, he is both your partner in that synchronized dive, but also, in a way, your competitor in the individual dive?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, Dominic and I, we were gymnastics mates from the age of 10 years old. We were both gymnasts. We started off as gymnasts, and we sort of carried all the way through with that, and we've been mates for a really long time, and now it just happens to be that we're both divers. And
okay.
Obviously we do compete against each other in the individual, and there definitely is a friendly rivalry there, but at the same time we're definitely really good mates. And
is he listening right now there? Are you on the same bus or something and you're being like super nice?
No, not at all. He's not even on my bus, so I could totally be bagging him out right now. But no, it's all the truth. He's okay. We're definitely really good mates, and we do love diving together. But at the same time, as soon as the individual event comes on, we
have to switch modes.
Have that rivalry.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that you made the move from gymnastics to diving. I didn't actually realize that Dominic made that move as well. Why did you switch?
Yeah, so I switched over. I was a gymnast, and I was in the national squad for a very long time. But I think I just got a little bit disheartened. I felt like I wasn't going to be internationally competitive up against the Chinese, the Russians, and the top countries in the world. And the reason being is because my weakness was the pommel horse, and I always struggled on that event, and I was quite good on the others in regard to the Australian standard. But pommel horse always let me down, and aerial awareness and twisting and somersaults was always my talent and my gifting in gymnastics. So I thought, why not, you know, use what I'm actually good at and try and put it into a sport that is solely somersaults, twisting, and aerial awareness. And that's pretty much what diving is. So even though I was 22 years old when making the decision, I still felt like I could potentially become a better overall athlete and hopefully achieve better results. And it's actually one of the best decisions I've ever made in regards to my sporting career. So I'm really, really happy.
Well, it must have been quite a courageous and a little bit of a scary thing to do to make that leap, you know, from one sport to another at 22 years of age. But it certainly seems like it's paid off. Was this your first Comm Games?
Yes. So this was my first Comm Games. I was just before the trial of the Commonwealth Games in 2014 for Glasgow. I actually fractured my foot in a gymnastics accident in five places. So I was hoping to make the Commonwealth Games team in gymnastics 4 years ago, but that wasn't to be. And then it was actually through that accident, which actually helped me find my faith in God. And that's when I sort of had my own little, little thing happen to me, and I had a bit of a change of heart. And then from there, my identity changed, everything shifted, and I actually found that my identity wasn't in my sport, it was actually in something else. And then that sort of actually helped me have the courage to be able to make such a bold decision in changing over to diving at the age of 22 years old.
Well, that's interesting to hear that your faith played a part in it. I mean, I know that you're a man with a strong Christian faith. How does that influence, like, your whole attitude to the sport and to competition?
My Christian faith and having that belief in God changes everything, really, for me. When I was growing up and being a teenager, my identity was immersed in my results. It was immersed in, how good I was as a gymnast. But now that I'm a child of God, it's different because, I am who He says I am, really. So at the end of the day, whether I perform well or I don't perform well, I'm still loved, and I'm secure in who I am. And that alleviates a lot of pressure. It alleviates external pressures from other people and all that sort of thing. And it really helps me to be able to get in the zone and get focused and know that there's something greater out there than this, than what I'm doing right now in that competition. So yeah, it helps me in an incredible way, and not just for my sport, but for every avenue of my life. He's really changed everything for me.
Well, it's wonderful to hear. Do you have much spiritual support? Like, are there other Christians who've been down this path that you're on as competitive elite athletes?
Well, actually, at the Commonwealth Games, there was a faith center and a faith section there, which is really cool. So I was able to meet a lot of athletes. There was a female high jumper from Australia, a couple of long jumpers and different athletics athletes that also had a really similar faith to me, and we were able to sort of inspire and share and encourage each other in the fact that we are pursuing excellence in a sport, and that the sporting world is also our mission field as well. And at the same time, sharing in the fact that we're all brothers and sisters, and that we're all going after trying to become the best athletes and being competitive in that highly pressured environment as well. So yeah, that was really cool, especially the Comm Games. But I've got lots of family and lots of networking and a great church around me, and I have a lot of people praying for me and supporting me, which is these people are just as important to me as anything else. They help me right through and through.
Well, now you're going to have the whole family of Hope 1032 listeners praying for you next time you're out there competing, Declan. So,
wow, that is incredible. Yeah. I love that.
So, look, there was a bit of controversy towards the end, and I don't want to let that overshadow the wonderful achievements of our incredible athletes, but how did you feel about, the opening and closing ceremony as one of the athletes? What was the experience like for you?
The opening ceremony was, there was such a buzz going around the village. Everyone was really excited to kickstart and to get the opening ceremony underway. And the roar when we walked into the opening ceremony was, it just gives me shivers going down my spine when I think about it. So the opening ceremony was absolutely incredible, and it totally lived up to standard. And then the Commonwealth Games in itself, everyone, the volunteers, the whole games was incredible. But yeah, as you say, the closing ceremony was a little bit disappointing. And I personally did feel a little bit disappointed about it. But at the same time, I don't feel like, I think the media, really got a bit angry at them after that, which is sort of what they do, right? But at the end of the day, the Commonwealth Games itself was amazing, and the closing ceremony could have been better, but we're all really happy with how everything went, and it's definitely not going to overshadow what this Commonwealth Games meant to our country and to the Gold Coast.
Beautiful, yeah. And so what's next for you, Declan? You kind of mentioned Tokyo. Is that kind of your next goal, or is there a few other steps on the way there?
Yeah, there's a lot of steps on the way before Tokyo. Tokyo 2020 is probably the major goal, and that is where we want to be. We want to be getting medals at the top there. And that's what I'm going to keep praying for and asking God for. And He's teaching me that I can ask Him for good things because He's a good father. I'm going to Canada Cup in 3 weeks, so I'm heading off to Canada. So I don't get too much time off at the moment. I'm going to be getting straight back into training this week, and then preparing for a competition in Canada. Then we have nationals and then World Cup. And then next year will be the starting qualifiers for the Olympic selections and World Championships and going forward. So there are a lot of baby steps from where we are now to Tokyo 2020. But I just need to take it one day at a time and keep training my hardest, and let's hope for the best.
Oh, what an inspiration. Thank you, Declan. We're going to be watching you closely. Really appreciate your time, and congratulations. So great to see you going home with the bronze medal, and well done.
Katrina, thank you so much. It's been great chatting to you, and thanks for letting me on air today. It's been fantastic. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're most welcome. That's Australian diver Declan Stacey, a man of faith, as you can hear, and he took home a bronze medal in the 10-metre platform synchronised dive at the Commonwealth Games.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.